AB4CBA.
Say, you just better watch your step. I'm a moving target out here. You're a moving target when I'm on the road. Good afternoon, Dave.
Yeah, right now I'm, I am mobile, but I'm stationary. I'm actually waiting for, 1 o'clock because, I'm getting my blood drawn and it has to be 4 hours since I've eaten, so I've got to wait till 1 o'clock before I can go in and get my blood drawn.
Yeah, those things happen. The funniest one I ever had happen, though, is getting ready for surgery many, many years ago. And they told me the night, I was just, 19 years old, probably 18, 19. And they told me, don't eat breakfast. Don't eat breakfast. So I didn't eat breakfast. But after the blood test, they said, did you eat breakfast? I said, no, all I had was an orange.
Hey, and what did they say?
That over the radio, I was in the service at the time. It was more or less like, because it's full of sugar, and that didn't weigh too well on their blood test.
Figured that, that wouldn't go over so well. Yeah, they just told me that it had to be 4 hours since breakfast, and that's why I get mine drawn at lunchtime, because sometimes I don't get up late. Now, this morning I got up, just before 8 o'clock, but I actually didn't finish eating till it was right at 9 o'clock, so, I figured I need to wait 4 hours from then, and then I can't, then I went and played tennis, and so I'm on this side of town, so I didn't see any sense in driving home, because I'd have to turn back, right back around, and come right back over here, so, I just figured I'd stick around.
Good plan. Well, we are just leaving Spartanburg, and out here by this, it's a sports center, a big one, on the north side of the road, so I might get a little scratchy for a few seconds here, but not too long. We're headed back towards home. I think we're going to have to stop at Aldi's on the way. I might get some grapefruit, but they're kind of going out of season.
Tell you the last time I had a grapefruit, but I enjoyed sprinkling a little sugar on them and eating them. And we had a special spoon, for them and everything. But I wouldn't know when they're in or out of season. But anyway, changing the subject, I made a contact on 6 meters. I know you don't do FTA, but I was on FTA, and I went down to 6, and there was a guy from Ecuador on there, and I made contact with him. I couldn't believe it.
Yesterday you were doing extra good. There was a very large coronal mass ejection yesterday, and it fouled up the bands real bad. Rusty was telling me he runs a lot of nets, and he said in the afternoon, he let me hear him on 20 meters, and it was just mostly static. I listened a little last night, and I talked to a gentleman in Colorado just to give him a signal report, but it was pretty much dead last night from it, and he said, yeah, the Northern Lights were way south of what they normally are, Dave.
I've heard that, that at one time, I don't know if it was last night, they could see him on down, way on down in several states, and which is, you know, unusual. But yeah, this guy, he was just blasting through there, and I've been doing a good bit of FT4, and then I switched to FT8, and I went down to 6, and I saw his signal. I thought, dadgum, and then it came up on, you know, on the software, and I thought, well, I gotta give this guy a try.
Got him on 6 meters, Steve.
6 meters. I don't remember the frequency exactly, but it's in my log, and he confirmed it. So, but you know, if I had my log in front of me, I could tell you. I actually keep two logs, QRZ and F3J. What was that? F3JPN or something like that.
N3FJP. Yeah, it would have been in the 50 megacycle range. I don't use that. I think I got one contact on 6 meters. But I just never did. I had a friend back in Missouri, in Kansas, and he had VUCC, in other words, VHF, on 3 watts on 6 meters. And I know he didn't because he had the certificate on the wall there, which is rather difficult. But the ionosphere, the sporadic E and different things like that, they call it the magic band. And when it's there, it's there. And when it ain't, it definitely ain't. So I'm told. I'm no expert on 6 meters. But I noticed last night there was nothing on 20. There was a little on 40, but in an area I don't normally operate. But I did talk to that guy in Colorado. They're doing World Amateur Radio Week, and they're one-by-one call. So he was W1W, and I talked to him the night before, and he was trying to relay a message into Tennessee, and I could just barely hear the guy in Tennessee, so I just got on there and told him. He's really nice. So if you see a W1W on there, you don't see too many one-by-one calls, and there's quite a few this week. This is N0TR Mobile.
4CBA. Yeah, you don't see many one-by-one. I saw a K4A on, I think it was on when I was on FT4. I can't remember which band it was. It was around, I think it was either 12 or 15. Might have been 15. And there was a little activity there, but usually 15 and 20 meters. You can find a little activity on FT4 and FT8. FT8's a little busier.
Well, I'll tell you, the other night, now that you mention it, I contacted that W1W on 15, and him and I were both 30. There wasn't hardly any activity there, and there just hasn't been, and so we had a nice visit because he wasn't busy at all. If he was, I wouldn't have stopped to chat with him. It was on sideband, but last night I got him on 20, and the only reason I did was to give him a signal report from here. But a great guy, I really enjoyed it, and I don't work a lot of sideband, but if I see something like that or a special event, and I've worked lots of submarines and carriers and stuff like that are museums now, and if I see those, even though I worked them years ago, I still work them again. It's good for them, fun for me.
CB4, CBA? Yeah, that would be great. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I've ever worked a any kind of ship. I don't think I have. I have seen them, I think, on different modes, probably the digital mode, but but anyway, but that would be, yeah, I would definitely try to work them if I could.
And to work the maritime mobiles and the aeronautical mobiles are fun. I used to, quite often on 20 meters, not quite often, but often enough, you'd hear airlines that were freighters. I don't think I ever worked a passenger plane, but the freighters going up and down the East Coast are not uncommon, and they have the HF capability. They just don't use it. And then the ships, I actually went, the kids sent Bernice and I to Hawaii for our 40th anniversary years ago, because this will be our 55th, well, it was in March, yeah, March 15th. But I got to set at the Morse code key on the USS Missouri, and that's where Japan surrendered in World War II, you know, was on the deck there. So that was an honor. It wasn't live at the time, but a lot of times ham radio will be on board different ships that are museums. And, you know, I've worked the Hornet many times and the Yorktown and different ones like the carrier I was on. It's always fun. And you'll start to hear them. The sunspots are coming up, Dave, and are going to peak before long. And, gosh, I think you could work them on 5 watts at times.
Good. Good to know. Well, I'm gonna run on in because it's 12:56, and by the time I get in there and they get me back there, it'll be after one, and that's all I need. So let me run in there real quick. It won't take 5 minutes once I get in there, I don't think. But I'll talk to you later. You behave yourself if that's possible, and we'll talk to you later. 73 is in 0TRK before CBA clear up yours.
Hi, Dave.
There was my soft-spoken wife, Bernice. And, yeah, the USS Pampanito is a submarine, and they'll send you a certificate. Back when I first started out many years ago, they'll send out a certificate, and it's, you can get so many of those, you ain't got no place to put them. But that's one I remember anyways. Take care, Dave. And 73's in KP4CBA and 0TR Mobile. And headed to Aldi's.
Deep Mobile.
Hey, Bernice.
And Tom.
Hi, Wyatt.
Well, at least you know where the priorities are. Good afternoon, Wyatt.
Mom, we haven't heard Bernice lately, or at least I haven't. Of course, I've been, you know, rare DX, or local, however you want to look at it.
Anyone put up with me for 55 years is rare.
Bernice.
You're doing fine, aren't you, Mom?
I'm good.
She's the introvert, and I'm the extrovert, as you well know. Oh, she wants to go to the bank first. That's a dangerous situation.
I married you to get money.
Right. That is a yoke, son.
Yeah, it's what's hers is hers, and what's yours is hers. I mean, isn't that how that's supposed to work?
Not in that way. We had nothing when we started out. Bernice did have $600 saved. I remember that. And, that was, maybe I married her for her money, I don't know. And, that's, I was, 19 and she was 18, headed to Vietnam, and told her to get on a plane in Kansas City and fly to California. And for a little farm girl, that took guts.
Doing the errands a long time today. I heard you as you came on, just as I outran the repeater.
What?
Or to Clemson and check on work over there and meet a contractor over there. And now, luckily, I'm heading back. I thought it was going to be a 14-hour day today, and it's still going to be a long day. It's just I get a couple of hours at home before I have to go to the next thing.
To have to work for a living, but thanks for paying my Social Security.
Actually making any money, it all seems to be going out.
Hey, what?
If I get done renovating this next apartment, maybe I'll make some more money.
Money ain't everything. Would you agree with that?
Have some fun sometime, but, you know, my property works. I just haven't had a whole lot of time to have fun. I mean, long-distance fun. Let me rephrase that.
Tip of the day. Do it while you're young, because you won't be able to when you get our age.
Wake up, I feel like I'm 80, and then other days I wake up and go, oh, you know, I'm only 25. But then I look at the calendar and go, oh, I don't like my age.
I tell everyone I'm 57 and dyslexic.
You're still kicking, though.
I mowed grass, what was it, day before yesterday? But I'm paying for it. I took three ibuprofens this morning, and it ain't even touched it.
I woke up with a headache this morning and some extra aches and pains, and I don't know what's causing that. I was fine yesterday. Maybe the allergies are kicking in a little heavier today.
Well, try staying sober for 24 hours.
The last time I got that drunk was a long time ago. And that was the last time I got that drunk.
My 20s, and Bernice said if you ever come home like that again, the door will be locked.
I learned that a long time ago, and yes, I was also in my 20s. And now, I've only gotten that drunk one other time since then. And didn't get to have a hangover, because I don't normally actually have hangovers.
Quiet. I'm trying to get into the bank here. God, there's a lot of traffic here. Oh, well, maybe they're having a run on the bank or something. Well, I'd better let you go. I'll go in with Bernice, because I like to visit with the ladies at the counter. They all know me well. You be safe out there. Have a good day, Wyatt. Nice to hear you. To send your OTR code with your final.
You know, I'll probably be with Bernice here. You know, you can talk, but don't do anything else. We'll catch you later. Catch you for CTD Mobile.
From 2 Tango Mobile.
For CTD Mobile.